The Canarian Weekly Local News, exclusively on Oasis FM.
A 28-year-old Argentinian man has been arrested after refusing to stop at a police checkpoint, which ended with a car chase around Las Americas golf course. The incident took place at 8 a.m. when the man jumped a national police and local police checkpoint and entered the golf course in his Dayu, driving recklessly over the fairways, causing damage to the course. He was finally caught by local police, who breathalyzed him, and he tested positive. The suspect also had a fake driving license and is now being charged for offences against road safety, civil disobedience, and falsifying an official document. A man has died after being hit over the head with a weeding hoe in a bar fight in Gran Canaria. The 50-year-old man from Teror died in hospital due to injuries he sustained after being in intensive care for over a week. The suspect is 25-year-old Nacho SG, who was arrested after the fight, and his charges have now changed from assault to murder. The National Police have not stated what provoked the fight, as the investigation is still ongoing. Police have arrested a Puerto de la Cruz taxi driver for allegedly sexually abusing an Eastern European tourist. According to the victim's statement, she got into the taxi in the La Paz area to go back to a hotel. She admits she was a little tipsy, and the taxi driver offered to help her put on a seatbelt, and in doing so, he fondled her breasts. He then grabbed her head and made clear his sexual intentions. The woman managed to push him off, get out of the car, and run away. With the information she provided to the National Police whilst announcing the incident, officers found the taxi driver and took him to the police station for questioning. However, he refused to give a statement. The case has now been handed over to the judicial authorities. And finally, the National Police have arrested five people in San Bartolomé de Tirajana in Gran Canaria after seizing €547,000 worth of counterfeit goods. A police investigation began when officers found various commercial establishments in popular tourist areas selling well-known branded items at very affordable prices. After raiding the premises, they seized 650 handbags, 207 wallets, and 522 plates with logos of renowned fashion and sports brands. For the latest on these and other stories, please visit our website and Facebook pages.
For more news, pick up the Canarian Weekly every Friday. Tenerife's only weekly British newspaper.